Blog Talk Radio.
Happy hump day. We're going to get right into it. I may cut it a little short because Justin, he is super tired, but he is a great dude and has agreed to do this. So if you don't know, I have Interfaith Death, which consists of Jessica Baez, Justin Brown, Missy Bastine, Derek Schreiner, and the invisible Josh Hurd. But he is here in spirit. So welcome, guys. I'm happy to see you guys. I've always been on your streams, like never had you on mine, so this is really exciting for me. And I was super nervous because, I mean, let's face it, we have Justin Brown on the show. So how's everybody's week thus far?
Brilliant.
Not too bad.
Good.
I was unconscious, but now I'm not.
Yeah, Justin's hangry. He didn't get dinner tonight, so we're gonna try to screw through this. I'm not gonna rush him if it goes, you know, through time, but I don't want to hold Justin up because he's tired and hungry. So
I'm good to go.
All right. So what I want to know is, how you guys formed and became Interfaith Step.
Yeah, go, Justin.
Well, I had the group. I started in 2013, long before I knew Jessica, Missy, and Derek, and Josh. I pretty much wanted to start my own team after I tried to do I tried to join a local team here in Hillsboro, Ohio, and that was filled with drama. It was really weird. So I'm like, no, I'm not going to do that. So I started my own group, and I had, you know, the only people I had were my friends that I knew from school and stuff. So the people who were kind of interested in the same stuff I was, hunting ghosts, essentially, we started going around and, you know, started doing our own thing. And then eventually I would adopt members from other teams I had worked with. But I did not meet Derek and Missy until I think it was 2016 at a public ghost hunt that I was doing for Cincinnati Ghost Seekers. And Derek was not shy about asking me questions during that event. And I had no idea that they would become not only my best friends, but a very important piece of the group as far as all the time, money, and energy it takes to do what we're doing now, which is pretty much an independent film company that documents all the stuff we do in the paranormal field. Josh came along a year later when I was filming in Higginsport School, which is like a river town in southern Ohio. So I can get, I mean, if you want me to go into detail about the whole story about how I met everybody, but they kind of came along separately, but Jessica came with Josh and Missy came with Derek. So the couples thing, it was like, I've always had couples in my group, which is, I don't know if that's normal or not. But yeah, Josh was wanting me to give him ideas and talk to me about building the lights, and I pretty much told him to go start what is now known as Deadlight. And once I had the former group members, they all pretty much didn't hang around. And there was a little drama with the older members with, you know, the newer members. So it kind of worked itself out. And now we only have the five. And it's been like that ever since. And it's a strong, very friendly and very loyal group that I don't see changing anytime.
Well, like I said, I watch you guys every week. I catch one, two, all your shows if I can. And you guys have a very interesting dynamic. Each person brings something different to the team, I feel. Just watching you guys, the way you interact, you're all so different, but you combine beautifully. So, Missy, I'm going to pick you first. What do you bring to the team? What do you bring to the team that makes you, not more special, but your being on the team special?
I would say nothing.
Oh, whatever. The lies.
I am the physical medium of the group. I see spirits. I talk to the spirits. I can hear them.
You dream about them.
And I, of course, I dream about them before we get there. So, and then I guess that's it.
Justin? So how long have you been able to do that?
Since I was eight.
And the dreams, now when did you correlate, when did the dreams start making sense to what you were dreaming and then what you would see?
When I was eight, I had a dream of this man standing on my headboard. And I don't think I can tell this story. But he was standing on my headboard, and he told me he was going to kill me. He was going to jump on my head and kill me. And I'm like, where did you come from? And he said, I'm living in your closet. So the next morning, I get out and I open my closet and he's standing there. I'm like, okay.
Derek, can you help her put things in perspective and context with what happened when she was 7 and 8?
Well, I had an injury when I was seven. I had insurance.
To the point that she was in a coma for six weeks. She almost died. They rushed her to the hospital. When this happened in a small town for a year, and she lived in this town, and I didn't live here. I lived down south in North Carolina, and they're the hospital wasn't bad. The hospital wasn't bad. You know, small town community. You've got minimal care. Close facility, the best care in Cincinnati, which is 35 miles away. So, her dad went in to check her because she had a headache. She laid down on her mom and dad's bed. When he went in to check her, he couldn't wake her up. Well, when he went over, she was covered in blood because he didn't have any blood because she was bleeding out of her nose and mouth. So he scooped her up, ran outside. They took her downtown to the police station, and they called the squad to come get her. And when they were going to the hospital, they pulled the hospital floor on. And the physician just happened that day to be a standing emergency room physician from the University of Cincinnati. The guy supposed to be working in the mental ER called him. He told the hospital, he said, look, when they get here, I'm jumping in the back of the ambulance and we're going straight to the city. You better call somebody to come up here and replace me because I won't be back. And they're like, you can't do that. You can't. I don't work. You see. So when they got to the hospital, they stopped out the EGFs and a bunch of equipment, and they took off. And that's the only way she survived, because she would have never survived transportation to the city. After stopping and having to be in care for the hospital.
Why did I not know this?
She does not talk about it. It's kind of something that she doesn't put out in certain things.
If somebody asks, she'll mention it, but not many people within a really close knit group know about.
Well, that's the reason why I had Derek kind of help her out with that story. I think that has a lot to do with the timing right around when she started having the dreams and started realizing that she was different. So there's a lot of things that will bring people into the world of the paranormal and ghosts and such. But I think Missy was kind of plunged into it this way through this medical incident.
Wow, I swear I did not. I don't think I heard as in depth as Derek just went, but you had had something happen when you were a child, and I think that was the extent.
So you embraced it, of course,
and I'm sure you know that took you time to do. I mean, did you understand it? Did you have? I mean, where did you go with questions?
Well, I didn't understand it, so I just kind of, okay, I can see people, nobody else sees them, but I can't talk to them because people think I'm crazy.
So I was there, but I never talked to them. And did you have somebody at some point in time as a quote-unquote mentor or somebody you could go to that could talk to you could talk to about that, you know, kind of helped you with what to do with it?
Not my question.
Are you kidding?
A lot of people don't.
Right. We used to watch, you know, all the channels, and you know, pop culture stuff, because it, you know, to us it was kind of cool. And I knew she could use certain things, and I really got to, she was kind of talking about it. And I don't know, because I didn't, I'm like, okay, whatever. The more I started reading up on things, and the more that I started, you know, I would watch these shows, then I'd go to YouTube and watch YouTube channels. Now, I subscribed to Justin's channel, because it was one of the first channels I subscribed to, because he had a lot of explanation stuff of, okay, you know, this is supernatural, this is not supernatural, this is how psychic mediumship works, this is what people do when they have abilities. So, you know, I'm watching all this stuff, and we're sitting there, and we're thinking, and I'm like, I bet this guy's how to do it. And, you know, just one day, right when I was out again, we got to talking, and we got to talking to another friend that we had at the time, and we were like, I bet if we went and bought some of this stuff that they're using on TV, we could try this out. So in 2011, I went and invested a little bit of money and bought some digital recorders, and you know, I had my whole tape video camera and some other things. We had a friend, I had no idea, you know, what was being correlated with what. Well, a friend of ours, her uncle passed away and left her out in the country. I had about 10 acres of it, a bunch of stuff. And they were pretty much shipping the house out and were going to redo it and either rent it out or live in it. So before they shipped the house down, with all the original costs still in it, our friend invited us out. Hey, why don't you come back here and see if you can tell me if my uncle's still here? Because my neighbor has had some things happen to him lately since my uncle died. I was like, perfect opportunity. So we went and we investigated out there probably 7 or 8 times. And we're doing it like every week, every other week, and spending multiple nights out there and stuff. And Catherine's a really, really neat thing, but then she started having dreams that were more like what we were dealing with out in California. And it was like, okay, you know, we've really got to look into this. And that's kind of when, you know, we started doing the public ghost hunt thing. And actually, the one post now where we met Justin was the first public ghost hunt that I paid ticket to go to. It was our prisoner's group that we had at the time. And we went. And the whole time, you know, she's sitting in the back and she's absorbing some of the information, trying to make sense of what's going on around me. And I was sitting in the back with my notepad and my leg up on the chair. And I'm taking notes the whole time, you know. This is what this is. This is what that is. This is a location you can check out. Justin gave like an hour-long presentation on different things and, you know, explanations for stuff that the paper's paranormal and it's not around. I mean, it was crazy because she had no label. Right. Per se. And then once we joined the first guest, she started explaining the journey. Even before we joined the group. She was explaining to Justin some of the things that she was having happen and some of the things she's experiencing. He's like, yep, that's normal. Happened to me. You guys got to explain it. Yep, that's normal. And he's like, let me explain this to you as easy as I can. And, you know, it would be a two-hour conversation by the time he was done. He's like, do you understand what I'm saying? And she's going, no. You gotta explain it again.
And so that incident that happened when you were a child was like a flip. I mean, a switch that was flipped on, basically. Well, I mean, I really feel bad because you didn't have anybody to go to then, and you know, it took you all this time. I mean, you were put in touch with the right person, which is Justin. So I guess that was just your journey through all of it to get to Justin and get where you are now with your abilities.
Yeah.
Well, that was it. My mouth was drying out. I had my mouth open listening the whole time. So my mouth was drying out. Okay, Derek, since we're in your little square, my Hollywood squares here, what is it that makes you special? Same thing. What is it that you bring and contribute to Interface Death?
I've always been special.
Well, we know that.
No, Justin jumps in with his metaphysical stuff. Jesse does a lot of healing with us. So, you know, we're mainly all soulmakers. We all kind of live each other's life and help out in each other's life. We really have that title.
Right. Well, I think you're all very interesting and offer. I mean, I'm always fascinated. I mean, Justin, he's just like uber smart. I mean, he's just an incredible person. So it's interesting to see what you guys contribute and, you know, your take on your abilities or like Derek, what you can do. Let's go to Jessica. What is your specialty, or what do you bring to interface death?
I do a lot of the psychic mediumship. When we're going to locations, I do enjoy remote viewing. I don't know why I do enjoy that. I have people that send me photos and videos. I enjoy that, and it's more or less like when I walk into a location, I get a mental download of the whole situation. I can see and hear more than I do, but I'm more like the emotion that I grab more and go for.
So when did you discover that you had abilities?
I remember being a child, seeing things I shouldn't have seen, like some crazy shit, and then I'm just knowing things I shouldn't have known. But then I kind of stopped, and I thought I was having real bad anxiety issues. But I don't. Well, I do have anxiety, but not as bad as what I thought it originally was. And what that was, it was just the energy that I was picking up. And I didn't know what the hell I was doing, why I was doing this. And I wouldn't have been willing to leave the house. I mean, it was bad. And then started talking with Justin. And I started helping out on the shows. And all of a sudden, I'm like on the phone with people, I'm just like sort of rattling stuff off that I would have had no idea whatsoever. And so Justin mentored me of, you know, with my abilities I have today.
Do you find the more you use it, the stronger it becomes?
Yes, because I will be honest, and it was around October last year, we had a really bad, you know, Mercury retrograde, and it messed with me bad, but we weren't filming at the time, so I wasn't using it. I was still able to do short reading, but I'm starting to feel more like I was, you know, like I was prior to that. So I'm starting to feel stronger. Than what I initially was.
Right. So how did you hook up with Justin? Was that through Josh?
Yeah. I was with Josh. Okay. And that Josh got into the group when Josh and I were already together. And then, you know, Justin, you can do a lot about everybody. And I mean, the whole team is like that. They welcomed me, and it was just Josh was like, hey, Justin was helping me with my abilities and stuff, and Josh was like, hey, you mind if Jessica comes? And they all welcomed me, you know, right in, and that's how it started.
It's so funny to hear you both talk, or all three of you actually, because Justin is like the center point that brought you all to who you are right now.
Absolutely.
And I think that is an amazing thing. He's got a video game. An amazing thing. Since Josh is on another show right now, I do want to give him his due because he is the owner of Deadlight, right? Did I say that right?
Yeah, he's the, pretty much the owner-operator. It's a one-man show, essentially. I mean, I do help him, you know, with the graphic design, with conceptual design, and he pretty much hand-builds, hand-makes all the deadlights. He's the one that pays for all the material, builds all the lights, pays the taxes, owns the shop. So, yeah.
Well, I want to give a few. We have several people in chat. Of course, Bill Davis is here. He's like one of y'all's sidekicks. Tim Hopper, hey, how are you? Christy Brown, which we all know who she is. And we have Jenny Sullivan, and I'm going to screw this last name up, and I'm so sorry in advance. Sunyazi? I know that's probably wrong, but she is actually watching from Ireland, so that's pretty. And Lou Kirk is on. So thank you guys for joining. I just want to make this like a little bit, because we see your podcast. We see you guys talk from everything from aliens and UFOs to the paranormal to equipment. I just really wanted to get like in depth, like get to know y'all. I mean, you guys are, I know when I first met you guys at Gettysburg last year, Jessica didn't even speak to me. She was rocking her.
We've talked about that, and it was nothing bad.
No, she was just really shy, and she wasn't sure who I was. But she does rock the rest in bitch face, so I have no respect for that.
No one has a better rest in bitch face than me.
I keep looking at myself, like, smile a little bit.
Melissa's
going to call you out.
Well, Missy, she was great. I bought a bunch of stuff from her. And, like, I mean, I knew you weren't mad or dislike me, but it was just, like, kind of intimidating to, like, approach you because you did look like you were mad. And Missy was like, no. And I think Missy introduced us, and Jessica mm-hmm. was like, oh, hey.
Yeah, the first year, I don't think it was overwhelmed with the second round.
Oh, well, I was hoping that they would do it this year, but I figure with COVID, they were going to end up falling off. So, but I want to go, since we know a little bit about you, everybody knows who Justin is, and I'm sure he's done shows because I've seen him talk about what he can do and what brought him to the paranormal. But I really want to touch on that because I think that is very important, seeing the impact that you've had not only on Jess, Missy, Derek, and Josh, but those of us who sit and watch your streams. You do have an impact. So I think it would be kind of interesting, or at least for me, and it's my show, so I can ask whatever the hell I want.
I would like to know
what sparked the desire and what brought you to where you are now. I mean, you don't have to give me, like, 30 years of history, but kind of, like, wrap it up in a neat little package so that we can see where you started and mm-hmm. or what drove you to be where you are right now.
It's about this big.
Well,
what are you talking about?
My mom.
His mom.
It starts with my mom. She is very different, and even amongst the psychic and medium community, she just definitely stands out and doesn't really fit. A lot of people that you see online are branding themselves. Not all of them, a lot. My mom is doing the opposite. She doesn't want to know people. She doesn't want to brand herself. She's a very loving, special person, and she's highly gifted. So people like that, and they're out there, they usually have to shield themselves and guard themselves a lot. But she would bring me up and raise me with spectacular stories of ghost encounters, alien encounters, time slips, dimensional journeys into different realms, and always thought that my mom was crazy. I did not relate to anything she said at a young age, the stuff she told me about, along with her sister, because her sister kind of went along for the ride with her. But I just thought it was crazy. I didn't understand any of it. But I started to get a piece of it when we moved into a house around 1992 in Hillsboro, Ohio. And that's when I started to figure out what a haunting was. A lot of stuff happened. You know, you hear the footprints, you feel presence in the room. My mom knew right away who it was, and I tell the story all the time. The person that my mom and dad bought the house from ended up committing suicide, and he came back to the house that he sold us because he raised his family there, and his energy was still, you know, there. So I dealt with that, and then I had my own child, and when I was upstairs in the bedroom of his house, he said something to me that made all the stories my mom would talk about, all the things that she would say that we were dealing with in the house, become true to me. And he pretty much was just learning how to talk, and he said he was talking about a man named John. And I asked him if talking about my father, which is named John, and he looked at me right in the eye and said, "No, John R., he's dead." And that was the name of the man who sold my mom and dad the house and who had took his own life. And there's no way that he could have known who that was. The name has never been spoken. Not only to him, it wasn't spoken through the course of his entire life. And that pretty much made my mind explode. And it took a while for me to come to terms with all this stuff is real. And it was just proven to me in the creepiest, craziest way possible. So if you fast forward to 2011, my dad passed away like within 3 to 6 months after his mom and dad passed away. And his heart exploded at work. It was very traumatic for me to deal with. And I discovered that I wasn't prepared spiritually for not only that to happen, but I didn't have spirituality. I didn't have anything to prepare me for life, death, and everything else in between. So it was that point that I started, kind of like Derek described, looking at the shows. I started researching stuff online even more. I always had an interest in supernatural stuff because of my mom, but I decided to embark on a journey to go find out for myself, are there other hauntings out there? Do other people do stuff like my mom does? All these questions I had. So I joined a local paranormal group. But to kind of touch base with you on what makes me, I was raised by an extremely difficult man that would make the drill sergeant on Full Metal Jacket look like a teddy bear. I can remember I was punished with extreme exercises. There was a lot of domestic violence in the home. There's a lot of abuse there. And I pretty much, some people crumble under that, but some people get tempered like steel. So I feel like I've been tempered with a lot of stuff that a lot of people can relate to in the paranormal. A lot of people have been through trauma and have survived it somehow. Come to find themselves in the paranormal community. And I think that's not a coincidence at all. I think when we start to explore how we can be resilient with our psychological issues, we will start to unlock a lot of perceptions when it comes to spirits, life after death, and psychokinetic energy. And that's a huge thing that we learn about, or that I try to teach and learn about through the paranormal research that we do. People are the recipe for hauntings. Their perception, their consciousness, their own energy that they emit has a lot to do with what they experience and what people observe as ghosts. So I feel like I have a scientific minded quality about me, but I also have this background that doesn't have answers from the science field. So I have to try to find answers where there are none. And there's people like me out there, but I think most of the stuff that's going on can be explained using scientific methods. But there is something out there about the consciousness, about the way we subjectively look at things through a lens of all these hardships, all these things that's happened in our life that has a lot to do with the paranormal. So that's where we're at right now. We're telling everybody that everybody pretty much has psychic ability. Everybody has the potential to experience paranormal events. But there's some type of emergent phenomena that we don't understand because it's so complex. And we try to set up experiments to try to prove these ideas, to find supporting evidence of these ideas. And that's where Missy and Jess kind of helped me out, because they're kind of like guinea pigs. We don't tell them information. We have them go into locations, tell us what they pick up. You know, that's why Jessica likes the remote viewing so much, because she can flex her abilities and find out what she's able to do. And all those things that she thought she made her, like crippled her, are now empowering her. So I guess that's my superpower. I can take what you think is your weakness and turn it into your power. And that's pretty interesting when you look at it that way.
And look at me, I think He's
trying to empower me, and I'm fighting it.
You know what I mean? Because I don't really want
to
believe that I can do that.
So it's kind of like finding the belief in yourself.
Yes.
Before you can open up to take in what Justin is telling you.
Yes.
So you guys are all very interesting, and the dynamic, like I said before, between all of you and how Justin has brought all of you in your own different ways full circle and has been like a huge mentor. Now, Justin, do you have abilities yourself?
Yes, I believe everybody does. I try. I don't really advertise them, but I'm my mother's son. So, I find that my abilities lie with dealing with energy work, and if I focus hard enough, I can read houses, read people just fine. But where my brain likes to operate is actually working with the energy that manifests things. So that is really interesting when you start to delve into that. And I think it's interesting because I can help people discover their own ways that they can work with energy, their psychic abilities. So it's almost like a shamanistic path, I'm going to say, and less like your self-branded psychic medium on a talk show sort of thing. I would never do something along those lines. I would never wear that psychic suit, but I'd like to try to remove all of that labely expectation from people, the psychic community, and just allow people to understand that this is a phenomenon that we all pretty much have an ability to tap into, but it's not very well known about. Like there's a lot of people that have their own ideas, a lot of talented people have their own ideas. But I mix the research and the experiments with it. So I'm trying to learn from a physical standpoint, or at least a research standpoint, why people have these abilities, when are they right, when are they wrong, why are they right, why are they wrong? All that stuff, because I'm trying to be analytical about it and trying to understand every little piece of it. So it's not so mysterious.
Right. Well, I think, I don't know, like I said, I'm a viewer, I'm a fan of all, what is it, four or five of you guys, because, I like Josh too, although he's somewhere else tonight.
He's cheating on you tonight.
I know. Ooh. How could he do that? I mean, he's buying me crystals and everything. I'm just kidding. But I think it's fascinating, like, I know people watch you guys because they like you. I mean, that's that's a given. But I think it's fascinating when I look deeper into that. I watch your dynamic, like how you guys communicate, how you guys play off of each other, and it's really an incredible dynamic.
We're best friends. That's why.
It's non-competitive. It's non-judgmental. Jessica doesn't think she's better than Missy, and you do see that on, you know, different.
I think she's better than me.
Missy,
stop it.
Stop it.
But I mean, just the way you work. I mean, I don't know if you guys ever disagree. I'm sure you do, but you still pull together and.
Most of the time, our disagreements are about dumb stuff. I have to think a lot of things have really heavy disagreements. They're a bunch of hard hitting things. They really don't really just do this because they want to do it. So, you know, they have disagreements about location, who's going to leave the path, who's going to do this, who's going to investigate this part first. And they have intense arguments. We have disagreements over. What talking people have on the pizza? Where does everybody have to get to the location? That's
what I'm saying. Yeah, if I tell Josh that we don't have time for food, he's pretty pissed.
Yeah, he's like, we'll have time.
Well, no, and I think with Interface Fest, you know, we're, like kind of what Derek was saying, we just don't talk, you know, often. And I mean, we do the show together, but we're very connected, so it's not like we hang out and then the next time we don't say anything to each other. You know, we're very connected and we, you know, send each other stupid memes and, you know, make fun of each other. Yeah.
I mean, we talk, you know, at least a couple times a week.
There was a two-month span. Every time
I just don't remember why, or if there was a reason why, but I mean, I know I can call Justin, fall on my eyes out, don't remember why, or if there was a reason why, but I mean, I know I can call any single person on the team, and you know, and vice versa, you know, anybody needs a vent or a bitch about something, you know, I mean, and I think there's a good connection to have within a team.
That's only where we're actually hanging out.
Like I said, I started as a fan of the show, was very honored to meet you guys at Gettysburg last year. Justin, another thing I can say about Justin that has not been brought up, he takes amazing pictures. I have bought moon pictures. I've bought, what else have I, Justin?
There's two right there.
I think there was a mill that I took a photo of that you have. That's got a dam there.
Yep. And the
at the lake.
I think I bought a sunset.
There was Yellow Springs, Ohio has a pretty kick-ass sunflower field. And I took some pictures out there, and they turned out really good. I know Jessica really liked the one where the sun was kind of coming through the petals, you know, during the sunset, and it was just pretty much like a diffusion of golden light just lighting up everything with all these sea of sunflowers. It's the kind of stuff that you like to look at, right?
Yeah, I show his photos all the time. Sometimes he knows, and sometimes he doesn't. But I usually show him and, you know, put him on my back thing on my phone. He doesn't
know. All of those are just, they're beautiful. I mean, it's just, and he has got a ton on his Instagram, so I'm going to have Justin holler out his Instagram, so if you guys are looking for pictures, you can go find him there. He has a bunch, and I love the moon. I'm very drawn to the moon, so I buy a lot of moon pictures from Justin. I think I've probably bought 5 or 6, but I had Noah run and get my sunflower picture that I bought from Justin.
There it is.
It is beautiful. I'm seeing a glare. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's truly a beautiful picture. So I encourage you guys, if you're looking for pictures, Justin has some great ones on his Instagram. Look, do y'all see that?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. See that's one thing with Justin. There's a lot of people they look at it in different ways.
Bill's a good guy. He said he loves taking pictures of Justin's pictures.
Yes.
Oh, I thought that was a D.
Wow. You're not supposed to tell people that.
I've been on a roll for like 2 days.
Oh my God, Jessica, I can't believe you said that.
She likes to call me a potty mouth, but she's the real potty mouth of the group.
Yeah,
I was innocent.
Who was the first one that asked me, can you cuss?
It was Jessica.
It was Jessica.
Yeah, it was Jessica.
I just need a heads up.
Bill keeps stealing pictures. We're going to send him that.
There it is.
There it is. I was waiting, and it was afraid I was going to walk into it, but I'm glad I didn't. Thank you.
That's a hell of a thing to walk into.
Yeah. All right, so moving along, Derek. Thank you so much. So what I was going to say is, Derek, you touched on it, like people will submit photos, and then when you don't tell them what they want to hear, they get pissed off.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I've seen it happen, like, on feeds, like, following, and I'm the type of person, I'll read all 400 comments to see what the argument's about. You'll see them arguing back and forth, and, you know, if you don't want somebody's honest opinion, just don't ask. I mean, and anybody who follows Justin or goes and looks at his Instagram and sees his photography, he clearly knows what he's doing because he does amazing work, and the pictures that I have bought from him are amazing quality. And so if I had a picture I wanted an opinion on, Justin Brown would be the first one. And if he said no, Melissa, that's just pixelation or you were standing on your head when you took the picture, you know, I would go with that. You know, I would take that as gospel because he does know what he's talking about, and he's been doing this a long time. So, I mean, you know, like I said, I'm a fan of you all, and I admire each one of you for what you bring to the table, and I think all of you are important, and that's what I like about Interfaith Death. I mean, Justin, you know, everybody knows Justin Brown, but for those of us that follow you, you all play an equal lead role in Interfaith Death. I don't see it as just one person. I see it.
I think we did a pretty good job of putting everybody's face and, you know, identity out there.
Okay, funny story. We went to Marvin Festival 2 years ago, was it?
Yeah.
2 years ago.
No,
yeah. Never mind.
Like,
we went to Marvin Festival. Just that. We're walking through the crowd. We went down to the Seattle stop, and Eric Carter happened to be there. And we're kind of walking around. First time we had been walking through the festival. I know it's the first time it's Jeff and Josh again. I know it's Jeff and this couple times. And we were walking through the crowd because there's standing in line because Josh was supposed to try to get a poster. But one of the big pictures they were giving away was somebody that's friends of deadline. And we get up there, we're standing in line, we're going to post. So we're like, okay, we'll get out of line, half of this. So we're walking back and getting out of line. And we're walking through this big crowd of people. I mean, the big festival, there's thousands of people there. And all of a sudden, we're here. Hey, are you just well? And Jeff just stopped, and me and Josh stopped, and I'm like,
getting Ohio State Reformatory with Ghost Guild, with Nelson Noss and his crew.
Oh, wow.
We have been down for a while because the bash got canceled in July, and we hadn't scheduled anything else other than that during this time, but we're going to be doing allegedly one of the most haunted locations in America in the next couple weeks, and it's going to be pretty fun. I know that we're going to be at MadCon in September, on September 19th. As far as investigations go, I don't know if we have any other scheduled because they've been either canceled or...
Yeah, we haven't scheduled nothing else because everything we had scheduled this year got canceled, and everything we looked in the schedules that is open, we can't get because it's already booked up because it's the only place that are
booked.
Well, I definitely want to, like, hook up with y'all again, like, meet somewhere. Jess isn't too far from me, right? Because you come to Roanoke and go shopping, right?
I do. With school clothes shopping, but staying home. Roanoke is only about, like, 2 hours away.
Okay, well.
We do, I'm sorry to interrupt, but we do try to promote our commercial film that we filmed and released earlier this year in March called Haunted Harper City, a paranormal documentary that's only available on our website at interfaithdeath.net. So if you want to help us out, if you want to find out what we're about, you can go check out our website at interfaithdeath.net, and you can watch the film. We have hundreds of videos that are free to watch on YouTube that you can access from the website, but this film, it took us, we have footage that that was recorded from 2 years ago up till 2019. So it's our pride and joy. We want to try to expand what we're capable of doing and become independent filmmakers. So if you want to support that, go check it out.
Yeah, I was going to bring that up. I just hadn't gotten. I was more interested in getting to know all you guys. Of course, Justin's on Facebook. You can find him on Facebook. He's on YouTube. Do you want to shout out all those or put them in the chat so those that may have not, I can't imagine, heard of you can find you?
The website has all of our social media, including YouTube, on the header. So if you just go to the website, that's what I do. I just direct everybody to the website, and then they can kind of go to whatever social media they use. But we're everywhere. We try to get on all of the platforms so people who only like to use a certain thing can follow us.
Right. Well, you know, this has been so much fun for me, and I could probably go another hour because I always have questions. Jess, Missy, Justin, Derek, thank you so very much. I had a blast, and this hour went so fast. Tell Josh I miss him, and I'll have him on by himself.
Well,
I think he
if you have, what's another question? Let's hear it.
Well, no, just like the conversation, like the flow of you guys, just like, I mean, I have enjoyed everything, and oh, thank you, Missy, you put the website in there.
Yeah.
I mean, you guys, like your shows, I mean, I could sit and watch, you know, for 3 or 4 hours if y'all talk, or I even follow you guys on your Discord. I don't do much with it, but, I mean, I have listened in, and
you're hilarious, I'm going to tell you.
Huh?
Noah? Oh.
Yeah, he keeps watching. I don't know what he's doing. What are you doing?
It looks like he's enjoying himself.
He's having a blast.
Like, I could feel him in my ear, and I have no idea. He's had me on his shoulder. I don't know what's going on. He's like that. But you guys are great. I have had so much fun with you guys, and I look forward to your shows. Sometimes I can't catch them because I have the grandbabies and have to go to bed 8:30, 9 o'clock. So sometimes I can't catch them. But Bill Davis, him being on Friday night, I mean, he just – You have surrounded yourself with amazing people, and that's to be commended because I see, I follow a lot of people, but I see a lot of garbage, you know, the fighting, the picture thing like Derek brought up, I'll see the base on that, and you guys are very professional.
We appreciate all the support from everyone. I try to say it as much as I possibly can, you know, and it's the people who support us and who back us is what makes us continue to do the work that we're able to do. And that's just the truth. Like, look, Darren Smith, I mean, he does nothing but, you know, compliment us and support us. And that's important. So If you're out there watching this and you want to see people that are doing this work to continue, I mean, even the independent film stuff, help them out. Do whatever you can, even if it's just watching and, you know, dropping a share on social media. I mean, we're all trying to do what we love and do well at it. So it's a constant feedback loop of everybody's support. And with the whole drama and the bickering thing, I mean, we just stay far away from that.
I have never one time seen that on y'all's feed, ever.
We would never air that out.
Right. And you do see that on different feeds. You do see that happen, and it's just, you know, I'm going to say this. I started watching Paranormal Warehouse because I stream my TV. I'm too cheap to pay for cable. So I don't get, like, the most up-to-date. No, so I'm lazy. I don't get the most up-to-date ghost show, you know, like Ghost Hunters and all of that. So I started searching things out on Facebook, and the first thing to pop up was Paranormal Warehouse, and that's how I found Justin.
I found Dan Norvell that way. Of course, American Ghost Hunter with Daryl and Alex. I found them that way. So it just opened, and I didn't realize the paranormal field was so big until I started delving in to things on Facebook. And, you know, I followed Justin, and then I see 10 more people to follow that were just as interesting as Justin. So you guys have been, like, what is the word? I don't want to say trendsetters, because that's not the right word, and I'll think
we stand out. I think we stand out.
You do. You do. And
because we add our artistic and creative side to it, you know, with the filmmaking, and we also try to think outside the box, challenge people, challenge concepts, challenge things in the paranormal. A lot of people don't, you know, they don't like that. But I think that if we're going to get better as paranormal investigators and researchers, we need to do that and constantly feel challenged and feel like we need to get better all the time.
Well, I think that you do challenge people. You do. I mean, just because you see something doesn't automatically, you don't say, oh, yeah, that's a spirit. You do challenge people to think deeper or see deeper and things, and that's very admirable. Kind of what you're doing with Jess and Missy. You also do that to the people that watch you. You inspire them to look deeper into things. Like,
right.
I'm not really into aliens. I mean, for me to assume that there isn't life out there would be very narrow-minded.
Jess is not into aliens either.
It's just
aliens are into him.
Look, I got one right here. but you just inspire all of you, not just Justin, but all of you inspire each one of us that watch to look deeper into yourself, into your work, whether it's paranormal work, whether it's real life, you know, stuff you have to deal with. So for that, I thank you, and I'm sure others would do the same. So never think that, like, you don't make a difference, because you do. Like Jess, who wouldn't speak to me in Gettysburg, but yet I know I could pick up the phone and call her and say, hey, can you talk a minute? Missy, the same way.
Yeah.
You know, so the fact that you do reach out to other people is inspiring as well. So,
we're just normal people. We're not better than anybody.
Well, no, I don't think you're better. I just like that you are in depth. And
well, we're accessible. What you're saying is we're accessible. You can call us. Well, like, how many people out there that you barely know can you call and tell your life stories to?
Right. And you encourage people, which is very important. You encourage people to look deeper into things, whether it's real life, like I said, paranormal, a picture, a video. You encourage people to look further than what's on the surface, and that I like. That I like. Even if I don't agree with you at times, I still like that you do that, and I still have mad respect for that. So I think you guys are amazing.
We love you too.
Aww. Well, Justin, I know you're hangry, so I'm going to let you go. I'm going to let all of you go, but I am very grateful. Tell Josh I miss him. And anytime I ask for interface stuff, he is included in that. I didn't know he needed a separate interface.
He was waiting for somebody to show up at the door. Like, where's my invite? No.
Josh charges a premium to be on shows now.
He was waiting for somebody to pop out of the air and be like, hey!
I'm part of the show. I was just shocked because, I mean, he's just as much part of Interface Death as the rest of you guys here.
Well,
so
I think what
like,
threw us off was like, he just sent a message to me and Missy. So I think that was like, wait a minute, you know? Yeah.
Oh, that's because I talked to y'all.
Yeah, I know,
but
I mean, I don't know.
So, but anyway, but it's fine. I'm glad he was with Sean. So, but we did miss him, and he's just as amazing as the rest of you guys. So, I'm gonna go ahead and end it. Next week I have Gene Hamill, so you guys be sure to jump over and catch me for a few minutes with him. thank you guys so much. You're awesome. I love each and every one of you. And Justin, get Christy to feed you.
I'm just going to go make a sandwich. She's probably not going to make me a sandwich. So that's what I'm going to do. I'll probably be unconscious.
Aww. Well, you guys will be on, what, Friday night, right?
Yep.
Okay, so you guys hop over, and that's the night they have Bill Davis on. That dude is crazy. So, even if you're not interested in the paranormal, just hop over and watch it because you are guaranteed to laugh at some point in time during this show. Yeah. All right, guys. I do want to thank Wendy Young. She helped set up my broadcast on Vibe Network. So thank you to her. She's a great girl. She volunteered, and I'm like, yeah, please, because I don't have time. So I want to say thank you to her. Thank you for joining me both on Vibe and on Facebook. You guys have been so much fun. I hope we can do it again.
Sure. And
we'll have to bring Bill and make sure Josh is there. So I'll send out, I'll start calligraphy writing their invitations and get them in the mail. So, yeah. All right, good night. Guys, I love you guys.
Love you.
Have a great rest of your week. Guys, be sure to join me next week. Same time, same place. Thanks so much. Have a good week. Okay.
I'm sweating
so bad. Yeah. Thank you, guys. That was like, I looked and I didn't realize it was like 9 o'clock. So I was like, and I don't know what was going on with Noah behind me. He was Justin, thank you so much. I know you're super tired, and
I'm awake now.
He's like, let's go.
Yeah. Oh, he's got his second level. Hold on. Okay. No, I'd like to plan something again. Well, we can pick a topic if you want to. I mean, I'm down with it. I just wanted to get to know you guys a little bit better and how you guys all met up. So.
Well, hopefully we did that.
You did do that. You did do that. So I think my wild kid has gone outside somewhere, so I better go catch him. Yeah, I better go hunt him down. Guys, thank you so much. Judge,
no problem.
I tease you about your rest and bitch face.
I know.
Because,
I think it's funny.
Because I was like, I was scared to talk to you in Gettysburg. I guess I didn't end the, so Vibe got a little extra. Sorry. Oh, okay. I think it's gone. Yeah, but you're really a great girl. You and Missy both. I love you both. So.
Yeah, I think that we all enjoy, you know, getting to know people and connecting with people. I think, you know, it helps. If you're able and willing to do that, you can learn so much more and work together so much better that way. And despite not agreeing all the time, like, hell, if you're married, it's rare that you agree on any fucking thing. But despite all that, you still appreciate and love them for who they are, and that's why you got together. So if everybody can understand that concept of you don't always have to agree to be friends or to have a relationship, even, you know, that you can get something out of, then the world would be better.